Welcome to the Core Podcast, your source for IoT insight and trends. The introduction of new devices, network technologies, platforms, and applications are more attractive to businesses to help drive their transformation. For several organizations, these solutions are allowing them to scale IoT efforts as they grow. Many companies may not be familiar with advances in IoT technologies that can further enhance and protect their IoT implementations. To discuss these trends, Core Vice President of Advanced Technology Adoption, Bill Kramer, joins us now. Now, Bill, the sunsetting of 2G and 3G networks has been a concern for some industries that don't need or can't afford the more dynamic capabilities of LTE. Can you tell us a little bit more about this concern and what's being done about it?
Many legacy M2M applications built on 2G and 3G technologies do not need the high-speed capabilities offered by LTE. The cost of the LTE modules until recently have made it too expensive to consider migrating. Additionally, there are several new IoT applications requiring lower bandwidth, longer range, and longer battery life than the initial LTE flavors have been able to support. The cost of the LTE is not aligned with the value of the asset being tracked, and therefore has slowed the adoption of these newer use case solutions. Now that the GSMA has released the new low-powered versions of LTE, namely Cat-M and NB-IoT, these migrations and newer use cases have viable LTE alternatives.
Now, we hear a lot about flavors of LTE. What are they and how are they utilized?
The initial versions of LTE were focused on high speed, throughput, as well as low latency to support the needs of applications such as video streaming. These versions fall within Cat 3, Cat 4, and Cat 6. These have full mobility support, high speed throughput with high power, and relatively short battery life. It is great for smartphone and tablet applications, as well as some IoT solutions, but not viable for lower value asset tracking like smart buildings, smart agriculture, or others that have similar low cost, low bandwidth, longer range, and longer battery life requirements. In recent years, the GSMA has released Cat-M and NB-IoT versions of LTE that will address these types of requirements and open up more possibilities for deploying these solutions in wider spread geographies. Cat-M is a great replacement for legacy 2G or 3G devices because it still offers that full mobility support required by these solutions at a cost more in line with the legacy technologies they were initially built on. NB-IoT opens up the possibility for lower bandwidth, longer range, and longer battery life IoT solutions that do not need full mobility support nor high data rates. The MNOs either have or plan to soon deploy these networks through software upgrades to their nationwide LTE networks, and several OEMs are building, certifying, and releasing devices that leverage these new network technologies.
One of the most critical aspects of launching an IoT initiative is being able to secure devices and the information they transmit. This is especially important for regulated industries like financial services, retail, and healthcare. What are some of the advances you're seeing to create a greater level of security?
Security is a very important aspect to consider when deploying these IoT solutions. The amount of security used is directly related to the importance and sensitivity of the information being transmitted and stored on the device and what systems or infrastructure these solutions are monitoring. Advances are being made in technologies that are being used in the edge devices that help in several ways. Secure the boot sector of the device ensures the firmware is authentic and not modified. Second, securing the over-the-air firmware updates guarantees that only authentic firmware is allowed. Next, securing the interfaces and APIs to the device so that only authorized users can gain access. Additionally, secure the transport layer, encrypting the sensitive data leaving the device so that if it is intercepted, it is not easily interpreted. And finally, detecting, remediating, and preventing things such as spoofing or jamming of the device. All of these help create a more secure solution. Some of these are implemented on the device, while others are being considered for cloud-based solutions for devices that do not have the physical real estate to support the device-side clients required. How much you do? Well, that depends on how critical your use case is.
And finally, Bill, many businesses are still unaware of all the factors and decision points that need to be addressed in selecting an IoT solution. Can you elaborate on what some of the key aspects are that businesses should consider when selecting their IoT solution partners?
Many factors should be considered before selecting a solution. Understanding the business process you are enabling with the solution will help you focus on who is using it, where they are using it, and how they are using it. This leads into the technology and how it supports the needs of the application you want to deploy. Things to understand include bandwidth, battery life, mobility support, location-based support, and geographic coverage, to name a few. Once you know these things, you can assess the modules and devices that will support these needs. When designing your application, decide which platform and what architecture is the best fit to support your business process. After you have your architecture, device, and application selected, you need to think about what it will take to deploy it. Both the forward and reverse logistics, along with the installation and activation, are critical components. When it is up and running, have a plan for managing the lifecycle support. How do you deal with help desk, technical support, M&O operations, application, and firmware updates? Taking a holistic approach when planning these solutions will greatly enhance their design, development, and deployment, and ultimately help transform your business and maximize your investment. If you're not certain where to go or what to do, seek out a trusted advisor that is an expert in IoT and has a device and a network agnostic viewpoint.
Our guest has been Core Vice President of Advanced Technology Adoption, Bill Kramer. For more insight into addressing IoT challenges, visit www.corewireless.com. Thank you for listening to the Core Podcast.